A Salt Lake City police officer who shot and killed a burglary suspect last month has been cleared of any wrongdoing. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
48-year-old Robert Richard Berger had already broken into one Salt Lake City home on the night of September 23rd. After being forced out by the family who lived there, he climbed through the window of a neighboring home where he began attacking two sisters, Brianne and Kaylee Lassley. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says Officer Ben Hone was responding to the first incident when he was flagged down by one of the sisters who had escaped. He came into the house to find Berger attacking 28-year-old Brianne Lassley. Berger had already stabbed Lassley multiple times. Chief Brown says Officer Hone fired one fatal shot to Berger's head.
Do I have time for backup? Can I wait? What should I do? I mean, he just acted immediately. He rolled those elements through his mind, responded to his training, and took the action he needed.
Berger had just been released from the Utah State Prison. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says this was an example of an officer-involved shooting gone right.
And when it is done right, with the right training, under the right circumstances, which actually is a measure of service and justice that's given to our community, then it needs to be recognized as well.
The Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office is required by Utah state law to investigate police officers' use of deadly or potentially deadly force in the line of duty. Whitney Evans, KUER News.